As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
April is in full bloom at Patchy Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Patchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Georgia Brown parent-teacher organization to host silent auction fundraiser. Weed abatement season for Templeton CSD area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Georgia Brown Parent Teacher Organization, or PTO, is inviting the community to its second annual silent auction, Friday, April 17th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Studios in the Park. The event, Let's Bloom Together, serves as a fundraiser to support students at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. The prizes have been donated by generous local businesses and community supporters. Auction items include a one-hour helicopter ride over the Central Coast, a private plane tour with Mayor John Hammond, a three-night Lake Nacimiento vacation retreat, wine country tours and tastings, concert tickets to Ringo Starr and his all-star band, and more. Guests will also enjoy live music, delicious charcuterie, an open bar, and the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Tickets are available now online and are just under $18 per guest. The Paso Robles Rec Foundation has announced the 2026 summer concert lineup, kicking off Thursday, June 11th. Concerts will take place at 6 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park Gazebo through August 20th, with no concert taking place July 23rd. Sponsorships are still available for local businesses. Lineup includes Mini Nova, Molly Ringwald Project, Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, and more, with genres ranging from rock, pop, country, rock and roll, classic rock, reggae, and classics. Refreshments will be available for purchase during concerts. Net proceeds benefit the Paso Robles Rec Foundation, whose mission is to enhance parks and recreation opportunities in the city of Paso Robles. More information and the full concert lineup can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. Weed abatement season for Templeton CSD area. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Templeton CSD is reminding residents of the upcoming 2026 weed abatement season. Now's the time to begin planning for the removal of weeds around your property, the CSD says. They advise property owners to start early, and weeds become a fire hazard as the weather turns warm. A good rule of thumb would be to have this work finished by the end of April, the CSD says. All properties within the CSD boundaries must be cleared of all combustible vegetation, such as dead leaves, brush, and tree limbs by May 1st, and maintained through November 30th. Property owners must also remove excess trash, wood, and other combustibles from their property to keep a fire-safe environment. More information about weed abatement requirement can be found on the Templeton CSD's website. San Luis Obispo County, for the 13th year in a row, has been recognized with the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award. This award is given by the Government Finance Officers Association, recognizing the county's commitment to transparency, accountability, and excellence in financial planning. The county executive office says this recognition was evaluated against nationally recognized guidelines and demonstrated proficiency in its criteria. Criteria asks for coherent statements of strategic goals and strategies, priorities and issues, and budget overview, among others. Assistant Chief Executive Officer Lisa Ho said, "This recognition reflects our commitment to responsible stewardship of public resources and to presenting financial information in a way that is clear, transparent, and meaningful to the community." A Cal Poly graduate and NASA astronaut will be part of the crew for Artemis II, the first manned mission to orbit the moon since 1972. Victor Glover graduated from Cal Poly in 1999 and would eventually become an astronaut for NASA in 2013. The Artemis II mission will send astronauts on increasingly difficult missions to explore more of the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, and build on our foundation for the first crewed missions to Mars, according to NASA's website. The crews will be testing the Orion spacecraft's life support systems and lay the groundwork for future Artemis missions. Launch is expected to count down today at 6:24 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Guardians 4-1, the Giants over the Padres 9-3, the Angels shut out the Cubs 2-0, the Athletics beat the Braves 5-2, the Yankees shut out the Mariners 5-0. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Trailblazers beat the Clippers 114-104, the Lakers over the Cavaliers 127-113. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Spurs, the Kings will go against the Raptors. In California news, the San Francisco International Airport has decided to change its rules regarding plane arrivals, no longer allowing two planes to be landing at the same time on its parallel runways. The FAA cites safety concerns for this change, but says it was not triggered by the latest safety deadly crash on the runway of New York's LaGuardia Airport in March. This will reduce the SFO's planned arrivals from 54 per hour to 36. A California woman who was deported earlier this year has returned to the U.S. after a judge ordered her return.
Mexican citizen Maria de Jesus Estrada Juarez was brought into the U.S. when she was a teenager and was allowed to stay for years under the DACA program. She was removed, however, after an immigration hearing from a 1998 order for her deportation, which her lawyer argues wasn't final. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order that seeks to place limits on artificial intelligence. The order says that AI companies seeking to do business in the state will need to certify their systems, include safeguards against illegal content, harmful bias, and potential civil rights violations. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Farm Bill remains a key focus in Washington, D.C. as momentum continues to build. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is working to expand meat processing capacity with discussions underway in both the House and the Senate on improving access to smaller processors and consumers. Senior Director of Government Affairs at NCBA, Sigrid Johannes.
What we're seeing now is that some of those businesses have survived. Some of them haven't. That is the nature of, you know, getting a plant off the ground. They're very capital intensive, and we're in a really tough part of the cattle cycle right now for them to get open and stay open. But what we're hearing now most from our producers and our members, who obviously overwhelmingly come from the cow-calf space, is I just want to see more ways that these plants and some of these smaller operators can sell to consumers in my backyard. And so there is also language in this farm bill that would create a pilot program to basically let some of those custom exempt processors sell beef direct to consumers within the state.
In addition, and separate from the farm bill, is legislation that has been introduced called the DIRECT Act, which stands for Direct Interstate Retail Exemption for Certain Transactions.
And we are working on getting a House companion introduced in short order here. But this is basically a bill that would allow those state-inspected plants, so folks who are participating in an MPI program within their state, to sell across state lines under certain conditions.
Currently, meat processed under state inspection cannot be sold across state lines.
At Hould Angus of Haber, Montana, you'll find cattle with maternal performance backed by the genetics and maternal integrity. It truly is a commercial cowman's program. This year's bull offering is very heavily influenced by OCC and the old NBAR emulation bloodlines. Saturday, April 4th, 70 bulls sell, including 30 yearlings and 42-year-olds plus 20 yearling heifer calves. Sale time is 1 o'clock at the ranch, 10 miles south of Haber, Montana. Also carried live on FrontierLiveSale.com. For more information, visit HouldAngus.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer. I never stay in
one place too long. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Lainey Wilson will perform Friday, July 17th, 7:30 in the Chumash Grandstand Arena at the Paso Robles Event Center. Tickets for the concert go on sale Friday, April 3rd, 10 a.m. Go to midstatefair.com, but you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. During the morning exchange, 6 to 9, win them before you can buy them. Lainey Wilson coming to the California Mid-State Fair.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Pam Maroney, founder and former CEO of Maroney Bio Innovations, now ProFarm Group, shared her insights on biological pesticides or biologicals in a recent interview with Ag Alert. Maroney said she believes that by 2040, biologicals will be more widely used than traditional pesticides on farms. It all comes down to education, said Maroney, who is an entomologist by training. The products are there. There's good science behind them. There's plenty of registered products, and more are coming every day. She noted there are just 9 new chemical active ingredients awaiting approval by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, whereas there are about 70 biologicals awaiting EPA approval. The innovation in biologicals is huge, Maroney said. We're going to have lots of registered products, so it's about bridging the gap between products registered and how to use them on the farm. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, mid-80s on Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher across the board. The major averages are up more than 0.5%. President Trump is signaling the U.S. could be out of the Iran conflict in about 2 weeks and is addressing the nation tonight. Retail sales were stronger than expected in February, up 3.5% on an annual basis. Payroll processing company ADP says 62,000 new jobs were created in March by private employers. That is more than forecast. ConAgra, parent company of Birds Eye Foods, and Marie Callender Entrees reported earnings that topped expectations. Shares opened narrowly lower. Nike's profit declined in recent months. Sales in North America and most regions improved, but China sales declined, and Nike shares are down more than 12%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the Big Beautiful Bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Mother Nature's opened up the door to lots of things I never saw before. It's a lovely, lovely world since I met
KPRL.
I never did see everything looking so right. I just learned the meaning of paradise. It's a lovely, lovely world. stars shine bright and there's honey on the moon and it's a lovely, lovely world since I met
the Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Sound Off, Karen will have on attorney Chuck Bell discussing the slow cog tax and other legal issues impacting not only the county but the state in which we live. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to give you an example of how the path from Atascadero to Templeton would be used. I live in Atascadero. For many years, I was a fairly serious bicycle rider. I can't ride anymore. But my favorite ride was to go north from Atascadero to Ponte Paso and some other places. And the only way I could do that was to get on the freeway at there by Home Depot and ride up to Vineyard, which didn't feel very safe, but I think it's legal because there was no other way to do it. But the cost of that is astronomical. I don't think it would be worth the money, but I often wish there was a path to do that when I was riding seriously.
Well, as you probably know, that I ride on weekends out where I live. And, you know, every once in a while I kind of get bored of doing the same routes. And what I do is to get to a location that I would like to ride when I used to live in town, I put my bicycle in my back of my pickup truck and I come into town and I go to where it's easy access for me instead of expecting somebody to build a $30 million way to make it easier for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I understand. Right. And I don't see very many people. I occasionally I see people riding up to Vineyard on the freeway, but it's very seldom. I don't think people would, very many people would use it.
Well, it would be interesting to hear the comments from the county or the people that may be in favor, because I'm guessing one of them would be, well, you would probably see more if we had that there.
Mm-hmm.
Which
that's true.
Well, but it's, to me, it's similar to what we were told at a past Roble City Council meeting, I don't know how many years ago now, that we were going to see, once Creston gets fixed up a little bit, we were going to see hundreds of kids riding their bicycles to school.
Yes, right. That's right.
All right. Do you even see hundreds of kids riding their bicycles on a Saturday or Sunday when it's 75 degrees?
No, you don't. You don't.
No, it's... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's just amazing that something would of that nature would cost that much money, and it just, there's no way you can justify it. I can't justify it, and I don't think most people could.
Well, we will see what the folks at the TAG meeting in Templeton think on April 16th.
Okay, nice talking with you.
All right, thanks. Bye. 238-5775, in case you didn't hear that, folks. It's the Templeton, where is it? I got the picture of it. And here's the danger, I think. Anyway, it's the Templeton to Atascadero Connection Project. It's a 1 mile, and let's see. Well, wait a minute. Greg, I don't know where you got the $30 million on this thing here. But I don't believe the price tag on this cost the run at least $1 to $2 million or more. Proposed a bridge is going to cost more than that. No cost estimates are indicated on the application document that TAG was provided. I don't even care if it's that much money. We don't have the money here in the county for it. We don't. And as I said, if I want to go somewhere, if I want to ride, like once in a while, Linda and I will go to Atascadero Lake, I'm not expecting a perfect trail. I'll drive my car down there, go in the parking lot, and ride around the lake. It's not that hard to do. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. You know, regarding that $30 million bike trail, that money needs to be spent on roads and our infrastructure. If you think about that very spot right there between Templeton and Atascadero, that backs up often. it's kind of a dangerous corner. If you don't know it, it's tight. The bridges are narrow right there. That fourth and that 101 really should be improved. The right thing to do with the $30 million would be to straighten those curves out a little bit and widen those bridges, and you can incorporate a separate bikeway that you would kill two birds with one stone. But you'd improve the roads, because that's transportation. A bike path is not transportation. It's a crime that they take, quote-unquote, transportation dollars and build bike paths and walkways. That's inappropriate use of that money, as far as I'm concerned. And there's a reason they do it. It's because you have to realize the leadership in this state don't want us in our cars. They like high gas prices, and they like roads falling apart, and they like roads that are narrow. And that's their goal. They're not going to tell you that. And so they take money, and they do this grant money, just like the pathway on the river between Navajo and 13th Preston Road intersection. That $1 million we spent on that bikeway should have been improving River Road, but that would require doing a rock revetment there and straightening the road out, and it would cost a lot of money. But that $1 million, you could have put a bike path, walk path separate from the roadway along the same alignment, and again, killed two birds with one stone. And that would have been the appropriate thing. We don't do proper infrastructure projects anymore, and it's because they don't want to. They just don't want to.
If you remember on the Bob Jones Trail, there was a little bit of controversy on it because they changed the wording on it from road or transportation instead of a trail or something along those lines, and they were able to, you know, push some things through based on the wording of it. So maybe the same thing can happen here. But, you know, when I'm looking, because apparently it was John Pashong that told us yesterday on the air that it would cost around $30 million.
Yeah, if that's true, which it potentially is, if you're building two bridges, that's not cheap. It sounds a little high for that project to me, but maybe not. I can't quite picture.
Well, they have to but they have to get some easement and so forth. So there's money involved in there, and then for the bike lanes and the concrete, asphalt, and the trails. Well, here's the other question. How much is it going to cost to maintain?
Well, the other part of that, too, is I don't think you're just not going to see it. For $30 million, you're not going to see that many people using it. And by the way, if you're riding bikes, and once upon a time I rode a bike around North County, and if you want to go between Atascadero and Templeton, you take the back roads. Of course, today I don't think I'd do that. 25 years ago, it wasn't nearly as bad, and I did. Taking Templeton Road out to River Road and come into town that way. I certainly wouldn't ride on the freeway. And your previous caller was right. That is legal to get on the freeway there because there's no other access, and it's considered highway through that section between the last those two on-ramps and off-ramps.
Yep. All right.
But again, $30 million is not worth it.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I can resolve this whole thing with one swipe. Do away with slow cog. It's outlived its usefulness. It hasn't had a purpose for a long time. It's a loser, and we're paying for it. And you can check this out. It was put in place to distribute fairly and equally money that used to come from the state. The state quit giving us that money years ago.
Are you referring to the community grant funds?
Yes.
Yeah, that did go away a long time ago.
A long time ago. Steve Martin used to work for Atascadero under community redevelopment. The late Steve Martin, former mayor here, worked for Atascadero under the redistribution of some of this money. And that's how it worked. You paid salaries for people, and that's what you're paying at SLOCOG. SLOCOG has grown into a bureaucracy from what it used to be. It no longer has a real, true purpose that can't be handled by another county agency.
Mm-hmm.
SLOCOG has a multi-million dollar budget that this county could use. And they could do away with, unfortunately, they're either going to be reassigned or laid off employees because you're paying salaries at SLOCOG. The bottom line here is we don't need it anymore. We don't need somebody to tell us how much we need to be taxed or to create a half a cent sales tax. That's not their job.
Well,
they were never put in position to do that.
Does the Board of Supervisors have any authority to dissolve it?
It has to be dissolved by the county. So that is the Board of Supervisors.
That's what I'm saying, because I guess what I'm getting at is this something that is mandated by the state that we have something along these lines?
Well, it was originally. It was. I mean, you had 58 counties trying to redistribute money, grant money.
It would be interesting to see how many counties, if any, have disbanded their, I'll just say, SLOCOG type of organization.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, I got another call.
Bye for now.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I want to tell you a little bit about South River Road or mention something. You know, we still have people that try to ride their bicycles on South River Road,
mm-hmm.
even though... Go ahead.
No, I said, yeah, when I lived in town, I did.
You would ride your bicycle on South River Road and not the path that's below it?
I would go through the hills there by where those really nice houses are. And then I would go and then make the loop, go on to South River Road for a little bit, and end up going up to Niblick Road.
Oh, yes. What I'm talking about is the area, South River Road, where when they redid it, it actually became more intrusive, where you look like you more have a more opportunity for a head-on than the way it was previously before they did the work on it. The bike path is down below that, and that's what I'm saying. There's still people that still try to ride on the street, South River Road, and that's real dangerous for cars, I believe, and to be on a bicycle or riding South River Road is like, you know, I don't know.
No, when I lived in town, I never even messed with South River Road back then, because you're right, it was dangerous.
Yes, but even North River Road, I'm really surprised that some of these bike tourist groups that come here, they'll ride North River Road, and I'm just wondering whose idea is that. That's got to be, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that that's very, very dangerous intersection.
Well, I think there's a couple of things with that. One is, again, I ride bikes, my bike by myself, and out in an area that I'm very, very familiar with. And I do it at a certain time when there's usually minimal traffic. And I know it's not the safest. However, and I'm not excusing this, but this is reality. Most people that, you know, somewhat serious bike riders, they're not going to want to be on a bike path riding through downtown Paso Robles. They're going to want to get out in the country, experiencing that, look at the scenery, maybe do a couple of hills, those type of things to get a nice, refreshing workout in. So, again, all this howdy who about, well, these bike paths, more people. That's for the, I don't know, people that hardly even ride a bike, if any.
Yeah, well, I tell you, those guys that are real bike riders amaze me sometimes, because they'll be on a street like North River Road and they'll be three abreast. And I got to ask yourself that question. Do you think it makes those drivers angry at them when they drive by them and have to wait?
No, No, you're right. It does, and they should know better than that. But also there is a, like in many things, there's an arrogance with some of those people that, well, the law says, and they don't care. And again, I'm of the feeling, with me, is that, you know what? If you want to die, go ahead and die.
Right.
I really don't care. You should, minimize, and especially don't tick off somebody on particularly back roads, because nobody may see what happens.
Well, that feeling that you get, runners get this quite a bit. when they start getting pumped up a little bit, they start getting pretty strong about their attitudes and about things that they're going to do. And I think it probably happens on bicycles too. So when you're exerting yourself and that blood's going to your brain, and all of a sudden you get this car that's kind of suspended behind you, you know, they get a little angry too. Not the people in the car, but the people riding the bicycles, because they're all pumped up. So, you know, I understand all that, but the bottom line is guess what? Who gets hurt? It's a dent in the bumper for the car, but it's death for the bicyclist. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they've got that law that you got to stay 3 feet or 3 feet away from when you drive by them. Sometimes that's a ridiculous law because it's almost impossible. But anyway, that's my thought.
Well, the impossible part is, I think according to the law, is no matter what, then it's up to you to slow down to where you can then pass within 3 feet. And again, yeah. You know, one of the things about riding a bike is, and just like driving a car, you really should anticipate. So, in other words, if you're coming around a bend, a corner that, you know, the other vehicle coming in the opposite direction may not see you, but the one behind you. So you need to do a couple of things to try and get yourself into the safest spaces as possible, so there's not even a chance of anything, you know, terrible happening. And the same thing on the incline and the decline when you're on the road. Because the vehicle coming in that, you know, the one direction, they can't see you, and neither can the car if they decide to pull over, and then you have a head-on.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Kevin, one more thing. I drove North River Road the other day because of the gentleman that got on the radio and said that they were building a Borky Park up in that area. Then I said, well, God, I hadn't seen that. Well, I drove up there yesterday afternoon, and my goodness, they've started a village down there, and you need to drive by there and look at that. And it's camouflaged, some of it, so you got to look pretty hard. All right, that's it.
Okay, thanks for your call. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Kevin. You know, the biggest problem with all these bike lanes, they put them either next to the curb or in weird spots, and they never clean them, so your bikes can't ride on them anyways. You get flat tires, you know. Got enough problems with people riding in the middle of the road, but to be fair, where the hell do you ride? Look at 41 on Morrow Road here in Atascadero, and when they put that bike lane in and screwed up that highway, that road, they never sweep it. It's the worst place for a bike to ever ride. It's the same in Paso. So it just, you know, gives bikers even a tougher rap in traffic.
Well, you're right, because, you know, people will say that, you know, why are these people on bicycles riding so close to the line near the car? It's because of what you're explaining. There is debris and crap in there, and you're going to get a flat tire, and it's that simple.
Yeah, or you hit your brakes, and you go sliding out, and you get injured, you know? I mean, some of it's stupidity, let's face it, but, you know, when the tourists are out riding, they're just going, okay, we're going to go here, we're going to go here. They don't know the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know that on busy weekends, even with cars driving, they have no clue what they're doing. So it's a combination of both, and it's really a shame. When I was in high school, I used to ride from Atascadero to Morro Bay on 41 all the time. I don't think I would do it today because people are crazy and, you know, got a lot more traffic.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, although I always refer to this. I'm always amazed at the amount of people that want to ride Old Creek Road.
Yeah. But I will tell you, Oak Creek Road is a blast on my motorcycle. I love that road.
Oh, it's a blast in a vehicle. If you know the road, it's a lot of fun. I wish I had a 5-speed.
All right. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Thanks. See
okay,
ya.
Bye. All right, real quick here. Kevin wrote, Kevin, the caller you had saying no way to get to Templeton from Atascadero is Highway 1, the only way, no way, is wrong. You can ride Templeton Road from Highway 41 in Atascadero to Vineyard in Templeton. Actually a nice ride. All right, thanks for that, and we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. A Cal Poly graduate and NASA astronaut will be part of the crew of Artemis II. Victor Glover graduated from Cal Poly in 1999 and eventually became a NASA astronaut in 2013. Artemis II mission will send astronauts on increasingly difficult missions to explore more of the moon for scientific discovery, testing the spacecraft's life support systems. Georgia Brown PTO is inviting the community for its second annual silent auction Friday, April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the studios in the park. Included will be refreshments, an open bar, and delicious charcuterie. Tickets and more information are available online, and tickets are just over $18 per guest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting before his address to the nation tonight. Iran's new regime president has just asked the U.S. for a ceasefire. We will consider when the Hormuz Strait is open. Until then, we are blasting Iran into oblivion. Secretary of State Rubio tells Fox's Hannity.
We are going to destroy their Air Force. We have largely done that. We were going to destroy their Navy, which we have largely achieved that. We were going to destroy a significant percentage of their missile launchers. We are well on our way to achieving that.
As President Trump attends Supreme Court oral arguments in person on his order to end birthright citizenship, former Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem asks for prayers and privacy after a public reveal of her husband Byron's alleged online fetish behavior, which could have opened her to blackmail. President Trump told the Daily Mail, "I feel bad for the family." America's listening to
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service, this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Partly cloudy today, upper 60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Clouds early, then some sunshine on your Thursday. High should be in the low 70s as we warm up for your Good Friday, mid-70s. Saturday, mid-80s. Easter Sunday, low 80s. Sunny, mid-70s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8. Up and down we go. 6:50 a.m., 7:25 p.m., and we are at, or warmed up to, 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, dinner Wednesday through Saturday. California Mid-State Fair is now accepting applications for the Mission Market Plaza vendor, place vendors, rather. And you have, let's see here, what is the deadline? The deadline is April 17th, and applicants will be notified of acceptance status by May 15th. Space is limited to 20 vendors. So, again, you have April 17th to get that into the California Mid-State Fair. Also, it's coming up, the sponsorship opportunities, and also to get your tickets for the Red Carpet Prom Night, adult prom presented by the Paso Robles Lions Club at the beautiful Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. It's coming up on April 18th. That's a Saturday for those of you. And they have all kinds of things available for you, plus lots of fun. And, of course, the proceeds are returned to the community through Paso Robles High School scholarships, sportsmanship awards, and other projects. So make some new memories. Relive some old memories there for the red carpet prom night by the Lions Club. All right, look up Lions Club and get those tickets ASAP and enjoy. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, let's see here on this Wednesday. We have Rihanna Bose, Everett Quade, Lois Griner, Bonnie Barden, Herm Bressler, Kayla Graves, Julie Dunn, and it says Kate Morgans and Louis Thurska. Happy anniversary to each and every one of... On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of, leading off with Sergei Rachmaninoff, the composer, 1873-1943. Lon Chaney, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1883-1930. Wallace Beery, a good actor, 1885-1949. Ned Glass, a very good character actor, 1906. He died in 1984 from Sons of the Pioneers. Bob Nolan, 1908-1980. Jane Powell, the actress, 1929-2021. Coach Schembechler, Bo Schembechler, 1929-2006. Gordon Jump, man, he was great in WKRP in Cincinnati, 1932. Also the Maytag repairman guy. He died in 2003. Tammy. Debbie Reynolds, 1932-2016. Country singer and did a little stuff on the pop stuff with his sisters, Jim Ed Brown, 1934. He died in 2015. Papa Top again. Good relief pitcher, played for the Bums and some other teams. Ron Paranowski was a coach for a long time, too. He died in 2020 from the Isley Brothers. Rudolph, 1939-2023. Allie McGraw, 1939, should not be in the Hall of Fame. Phil Negro, 1939. Guy Trattier, hockey, 1941. From the Tremolos, Alan Blakely, 1942. Le Grand Orange, Rusty Staub, 1944. This guy was a really, really quick and pretty good guard with the Bulls and the Royals. Norm Van Leer, 1947. Oh, the hot dog, Willie Montanez, 1941, baseball. Football's Doug Sutherland, 1948. Annette O'Toole, the actress, 1952. Onward we go from Mark Jackson. He was a really good guard with the Knicks and other teams out of St. John's, 1965. I like him as an announcer. Looking onward we go, everybody's favorite talk show host, Rachel Maddow, 1973. I'm looking here. From Leyte Antebellum, Hillary Scott, 1986, Brooke Lopez, the center, 1988, passing away on this day. King of ragtime, Scott Joplin, he died in 1917. Ah, man, we lost this guy much too young, and boy, he was good. Val Kilmer, he died in 2025. And who else? John Forsythe, he was an actor and the voice in Charlie's Angels. Very nice voice. He died in 2010. Kerry Snodgrass, 2004. Marvin Gaye, killed by his dad in 1984. And that's it. Going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, came up to the big leagues when he was 19 years old with the then Houston Colts, who became the Astros. Had a pretty darn good career. He had 280, had 2,700 hits and over 1,400 RBIs. How about that? Le Grand Orange from New Orleans. Rusty Staub goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles Rec Foundation has announced the 2026 summer concert lineup, kicking off Thursday, June 11th. Concerts will also take place at 6 p.m. each Thursday in the Paso Robles City Park gazebo through August 20th, with no concert taking place July 23rd. More information and the full concert website can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. Templeton CSD is reminding residents of the upcoming 2026 weed abatement season. The CSD says that all properties within the boundaries must be cleared of all combustible vegetation, such as dead leaves, brush, and tree limbs by May 1st, and maintained through November 30th. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Rusty's mom's brother was killed. He was a policeman in New Orleans. And then in 85, Staub founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund. It distributed more than $11 million, and he continued on with the organization, contributing excess of $112 million. He died in 2018. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.